Audio Jungle.
Good morning. This is Kitty Glomsky, along with my co-host,
Brooke Mainville
from Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, on another episode of Let's Talk About Aging.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Mainville, and today we have a special guest, Lorelei King from the Crawford area.
Thank you, Brooke. Looking forward to this.
So, Lorelei, what brings you in today? I know, but everyone else doesn't know what our hot topic is.
My position as a delegate to our Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. I'm a member of our Region 9 Area on Aging and a delegate to the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. It's a lifelong dream of mine to continue advocacy, so it kind of fit right in my wheelhouse.
So you were volunteering at the Crawford Commission on Aging, and you got involved with Region 9's Regional Advisory Council. Is that how it happened?
Yes. My husband has been a driver for their Meals on Wheels program for almost 14 years. When I was working full time, I would ride with him, and I became a volunteer. That shortly led into me becoming a board member. Once I retired, I wanted to make sure that I used my education and experience to help the community. So out of that, a recommendation came from Alice Snyder, Crawford Commission on Aging Director, to consider the Region 9 Council. And that has been eye-opening. Lori Sauer has really enabled me to grow within advocacy. And then she and Alice agreed that maybe I should consider the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. That was a nice fit. Advocacy, it's something that I have done throughout my whole career. This was just a nice lean into. Now that I'm a senior, I can address senior topics. I have an avenue now to learn the key buzzwords that are out there to help move somebody's policy.
It's the MSAC, and you talked about it a little bit. Can you give the abbreviation of that one more time?
MSAC is called the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. It is made up of people that are 55 years and older. We represent all of the different counties within Michigan. And within the network, we connect with the larger Michigan body of the AAA, which is an advisory council that speaks to senior policies. We work at the federal, state, and local area. So it's all of the information coming hot off the press for us. And then we then communicate what we learn down to our regions. But for me, it would be Region 9. And then from there, people within our council of Region 9, we take it back to our commissions on aging. And that then gets down to the local level.
So to break that down a little bit for someone who's not familiar, the AAA is the Area Agency on Aging, and there's 16 of them in Michigan. So Region 9 is one of those Area Agency on Aging. And within Region 9, we have 12 counties in Northeast Michigan. So every county has members on the Regional Advisory Council, and they come to a monthly or bi-monthly meeting. And they get this information, and then they go to their local Commission on Aging boards and supply that information.
Exactly. It's a really nice network that's formalized. There's an avenue. The way I identify it is it's a communication stream. We go directly from the community into our boards, into our councils, and up to the state level.
What are your roles and duties of the MSAC?
One of the things that they really expound upon is that the more we understand and the more we learn about what's currently happening with our policies and legislature, the better. It is a recommendation that you attend all the meetings. They're monthly. They understand if you can't make it. They have made it so that it's a hybrid kind of meeting now because it is in Lansing and it's over 3 hours for me to drive. They now have it so that we can do this virtually as well. It's not a limitation of where you live. It's a matter of just making that commitment to meet on a monthly basis. And then we develop relationships with our officials. While we're in Lansing for our meeting, or even we can do it in our own communities, because many of the legislators have coffee hours, it is a recommendation that you meet with your delegates, all your representatives, so they get to know you and getting to know the office staff, because that's a real big kind of a feather in your head if you get to know them and they get to know you. Then we read and review materials that are distributed by our formal lobby group that actually meets with the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. Those people come and talk to us about what are the hot topics, what are the buzzwords, what are the key things we need to think about when we're meeting with our legislators so that we go in there and we know what we're talking about. And then it's really important that we advocate for what the focus is on the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council, because there is so much out there that could be addressed for seniors the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council really gives us the tools to focus in on key points so that we're all asking for the same thing and will legislators know what we're really focused on. It does make a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, to have a couple issues that you are focusing on rather than 100 different ones to say these are our top five or whatever it may be. You did talk about issues and buzzwords. What are some of the issues and buzzwords that you guys are focusing on this fiscal year?
This year, we do have our priorities that have been set by the 4AMI, they call it, the Alliance for Michigan Seniors. And the three things that we're really focusing on right now is the support for the direct care workers. We know that there is a high percentage of people that want to stay at home. They want to live at home. They want to be cared at home. And in order to do that, we need to have people that are qualified to do that and help the family members that are doing that. So that is one of our topics that we've been really canvassing on. The next one is the informal caregiver. We know that home-based care and community-based care are things that are up and coming and more even with the baby boomers. So that's one of the things that we need to do is support those people that are doing that, help educate them, train them, give them the information and the resources they need. And then to look at funding for home and community-based cares, because we have a variety of resources in Michigan, and not everybody has that same pick of the pot. So we are looking at wanting to develop this resource center that could provide resources at the state and local level, and then also provide that education and training that is so dearly needed.
So it'd be like a caregiver resource center then?
Exactly. And even some of the things, Brooke, that you're doing, True Alto, that is something that not everybody has. That ability to have that learning and have it right on a web-based model so that people can gather that information and learn as they treat their family members.
Because a lot of people who are family caregivers, they had other jobs and careers that it is learning for them. They're learning on the job of caregiving.
One of the things that I really admired is we did have a policymaker speak to us at MSAC. She did it virtually and she did it at our senior advocacy day in Lansing. She talked about the fact that she herself took care of her husband. And she realized because she had the money, she could afford reaching out for those resources, but also acknowledged not everybody has that ability. So how do we reach out to the masses? How do we go wider and make sure that we're reaching those individuals that need that information and have a resource? People could just tap into that. We've done a nice job with some of our emergency things like having resource numbers 211 to be able to access things that we need. But we need to go above and beyond that. It's more than just telling them this is a number to call. When do they call? What do they say when they call? What's the best foot they can put forward so that they get things that they need for their loved one?
It's great that the speaker that came and talked to you understood from firsthand knowledge of what it is caregiving for someone. And there is a difference when you have money and when you don't have money. The challenges are different. Lorelai, you did talk about the Older Michiganians Day. And do you want to explain what that is?
Sure. I'm still fairly new to that group. This is the second time that I've been there. The Michigan Senior Advocacy Day is a day when we invite all of our delegates and then all of the organizations that hook up with us, that we all meet on the lawn. Our governor actually met with us last year. We had guest speakers from all the top areas. Dana Nessel sent somebody to talk about the Alliance of Abuse with Seniors and what are the resources for that. Then we network with our legislators. We invite them to meet all of us at one time. We had a significant number of legislators that came this past year. One of the nice things that MSAC did is they put together a letter for us in a format that talked about the focus areas that we're really recruiting for. And that enabled us to take those then down to our local areas. And it was taken up at our regional area. Our director, Lori, was very good about getting those letters out to everybody and even enabling them so that we could get these letters out. And it enabled people from all over Michigan to participate in this focus. We delivered thousands of letters to our legislators that talked about our focus.
For Region 9, we actually turned in 170 letters from Northeast residents.
That is amazing. Amazing when you think about it. And we hope to do it even wider next year. One of the things that some of the regions are doing is telecasting that day and having it at their local Commission on Aging or at their libraries. That is one of the things that we've talked about at our local level. Our Commission on Aging is having that telecast where people can come in from the community that maybe don't have the transportation or maybe are a little bit intimidated by going all the way to Lansing. That is a long drive for many of us in this northern region.
Yeah, it's a long drive. But I love the telecasting day idea because everyone can get the same information. They can participate no matter where they are located in Michigan.
Exactly. And we network with our legislators and pass out our business cards. We all have business cards on Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. And it talks about on the back of it that we're 2.3 million strong and we vote. That's one of the things we've really highlighted with our legislators is that seniors are part of their constituency that they need to really admire because as we get older, we baby boomers are like 23% of the population in Michigan. Wow. So our voice matters.
Almost one fourth of the population then.
Exactly.
And that also goes into that direct care shortage, having the caregiver resource center. We need to have these tools ready for when you do start aging and you need those resources for your caregivers.
Exactly. Exactly. One of the things that I have loved about advocacy and getting involved, whether it was in a grassroots area when I was in the medical field or now working with seniors, is that when you work with an advocacy group that's formalized, they do the training. They give us the language to use. They give us the form letters to use with the people that we're working with. We have an agenda that we set to, and we all speak the same language because there is power in numbers. And the more we all say the same thing, the stronger we come across.
I was going to ask you, Lorelai, if, you know, an older adult who wants to get involved in advocacy or even just simply wants to write a letter or call, how can they go about doing that? What are some generic words they should put in their letter or their phone call?
The nice thing about it is we do have template letters so that if that is something somebody is interested in, they can go to the 4AMI.org website or they can connect with their Commission on Aging, who then can get them the information that they need. Because sometimes I'll talk with a senior that'll say, I don't know the first thing about going about it. I can buddy up with them and say, it's as easy as making a phone call. We can get the numbers for you. If you don't have access to the internet, we can get you a template letter. If you want to know the things that we're working on, we have brochures and pamphlets and handouts that give them all the background on all the initiatives that we're looking at. Because one of the things when you're working with legislators, they want your story. Stories are more powerful than anything. They want to hear, how does that affect you at home? What are the things that you're dealing with? Because we can give them at our level on the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council, we can give them data. We can give them the numbers and the statistics, but it's down in the trenches when they meet with a legislator or talk with them and say, do you realize when I'm at home with my loved one, for example, I don't know where to turn when I have problems with medical care. I don't know where to turn when I need a walker. I don't know where to turn when I need to reach out and find out what are the benefits that are available to us. So it's been very, very rewarding to be able to have that kind of information.
We all remember the stories that are told to us rather than statistics and numbers. For example, the aging baby boomers are one fourth of the population. That's a crazy statistic, but we remember those person-to-person stories. And also on our Region 9 website, we have advocacy section as well.
Yes.
So we have the legislators that represent us for Region 9. We have their email addresses there, the phone numbers. We have some of those template letters and things that you discussed. If you're interested, look on our website under advocacy. We do have those. So if someone was interested in joining, how would they go about doing that?
Be connected to either the Commission on Aging or with their regional area council, so that you have that body of knowledge that can work with you. They do want members at large. That's what they call when you're not a delegate. It's a member at large. We really want people from all of our counties, especially in Region 9. We have some vacancies there. And I know Crawford. I don't know Alpena. I don't know Alcona. I don't know Roscommon. So it's really important. I can speak to what we need in our county, but we need your voice to say, this is what it looks like for us. The one thing that's been an eye-opener when I'm meeting with legislators is that we talk to them about, we don't have sidewalks in all of our areas. We don't have streetlights in all of our areas. We don't have public transportation in many of our areas. So when they hear that and they hear the story about, it took me 2 hours to find somebody to be able to take me to my medical exam, that's a powerful message to a legislator. Because you can tell them how many people in what counties don't have what. But they hear that story and it's all of a sudden they can articulate that when they're in session and they're looking at, and those stories are shared.
stories always speak so much. Did you just say, Lorelai, that there are some vacancies in the Region 9's Regional Council on Aging? I just wanted to let people know that we are looking for members in Alcona, Erenette, Sheboygan, Ogama, Oscoda, Otsego, and Roscommon. So that's 7 out of our 12 counties that we need older adults or people that work with older adults to come and take these seats so that we can hear the voices of all 12 of our counties that we serve.
Exactly. Thank you for that, because I couldn't remember where the vacancies were, but I knew it was more than half of what we need right now.
If you said, maybe I'll give it a try. We're happy to have you come to a meeting, sit in and see what we do. Our meetings are usually like an hour, hour and a half long here in Alpena.
Yes. And we meet every other month when it comes to the Regional Advisory Committee on MSAC, the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. We actually meet monthly. But again, we've been very fortunate that we don't have to travel to Lansing.
So, Lorelai, what is your favorite part of being on Region 9's Advisory Council as well as the MSAC?
It perks my interest. I've been an advocate even when I was in school. And I like speaking for those that either can't or are afraid to. But I don't want to do that unless I have the background information. So the regional council that I sit on with Director Lori Sowers gives me the information for all of our counties that we represent. I would not know all of that. I kind of am sequestered to Crawford. But when I go to that meeting, I learn we're not alone with that. We're all facing that same kind of a situation. No, it's not just our Commission on Aging that's having a hard time with either funding or caregivers or drivers for Meals on Wheels. We're all feeling that. And that helps me be better prepared when I go to the Michigan Senior Advocacy Council. And it also helps me when I meet with the legislators, because now I have a voice of not just me and not just Crawford and not just the counties and our Region 9. But I now have the whole voice of Michigan. When we meet in the Michigan Senior Advisory Council, it's all of Michigan that is saying the same thing. We need the help and we need it now.
It's powerful because a united force coming together for issues that are issues that Michigan is having.
Exactly. And I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always carrying 2 or 3 books at a time. And I love learning and I love hearing it directly. I'm hearing it directly from our directors of either the local Commission on Aging, or I'm hearing it on the region area, or I'm hearing it from the people that come and actually sit in on sessions when we're in Lansing or with a meeting with Lansing. It's not hearsay. It's the truth. And then they hear our stories and now they have the truth of what does that decision that you've just made in that council, how is that affecting us at the local level?
They're better informed. They can go up there and go from our state level to federal level. There's so many of these little interconnecting issues.
Everybody has the same passion. I think that's the thing that drew me to this, and it just keeps drawing me more. Everybody that works within these agencies are all focused, and they'll reach out and do whatever they can to get you the answer as quickly as they can. You're never left stranded. You're always prepared, and that's a good feeling.
Like you said, we all have the same common passion and the same drive, too. We want some of these issues in Michigan to be taken care of so that we can better support our caregivers and our older adults in Michigan. Lorelai, I appreciate you taking the time and educating myself and everyone else. Is there any other insight or information you want to share?
I would just say, if you have any inkling at all to want to be able to have your voice heard, get involved. And you can get involved as minimal as writing a letter, signing a letter, calling your legislator, getting online, getting involved in your Commission on Aging. That's a nice place to start because it's at your level within your community. And give it a try meeting at the regional level. I think you'll be surprised that you blend in with the voice of many that sit at that council.
You've talked about the Commission on Aging level. There's so much advocacy, so much volunteer work that you could do there if you're looking for something to do or you have the passion for it.
And we know that if we sit still, we stagnate. As seniors, we really need to keep ourselves alert and engaged. We are the only people that can speak for seniors. We're seniors and we're strong.
Your generation, the baby boomers, can move a lot of these different issues we're having in a positive way if everyone gets behind those issues.
I really appreciate this opportunity. As you can tell, it's a passion of mine to get out there and try to solicit people to get involved. Yeah. Minimal as you want or as much as you want. We have the opportunities there.
You gave some good places for people to go look for it on 4AM's website, on Region 9's website, or even reaching out to myself. My phone number is 989-358-4616. Our website is www.nem. csa.org and go to senior services and see what we offer. But also we have the advocacy. So those are some great places to dip your toes in the water, or like Lorelai said, reach out to your local commission on aging. And the list is on our website as well. If you need to find where is my commission on aging, who is my director, where is it located? It is on the website. Again, thank you, Lorelai. I'm hoping to have you come on maybe for Older Michiganians Day in May.
That would be great. I'd love the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brooke.
So this is Kitty Glomsky
and Brooke Mainville
asking you to join us again next time on Let's Talk About Aging.
Audio Jungle. Let's Talk About Aging is a production of the Region 9 Area Agency on Aging, 2569 US 23 South, Alpena, Michigan 49707. This podcast was supported, in part, by Grant Number 90MPPG0039 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. Podcast music provided by Groove Music. Selection titled Modern Logo, created by Vadim Kuznetsov and can be found at https://elements.envato.com/modernlogosevhfbj6.